Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our journey in the book of John. We'll finish it at the end of this month, and today we are in John 15, verses 18 through 27 in the International Children's Bible, and this is what it says. If the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, then it would love you as it loves its own. But I have chosen you out of the world, so you don't belong to it. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you, a servant is not greater than his master. If people did wrong to me, they will do wrong to you, too. And if they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours, too. They will do all this to you because of me. They don't know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me also hates my Father. I did works among them that no one else has ever done. If I had not done those works, they would not be guilty of sin, but now they have seen what I did, and yet they have hated both me and my Father. But this happened so that what is written in their law would be true. They hated me for no reason. I will send you the Helper from the Father. He is the Spirit of Truth who comes from the Father. When He comes, He will tell about me. And you also must tell people about me because you have been with me from the beginning. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, I'm so grateful for these words, and I can hear the urgency in your voice as you strive to impart the very last things you want to share with the disciples before you leave the earth and before your death. And so thank you. And I take these words as also very important cautionary tales to all of us. Lord, help us to remember that our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against people. It is a spiritual battle. And that if we have an enemy who hates us, most likely, unless we're sinning against that person, most likely it's that they hate you within us. And so, Lord, help us to realize and rejoice in knowing that if we do have enemies for that particular reason, that the Spirit of glory rests upon us. And if they hate us, they hate you as well, which is so very hard to hear, Lord. But it is the truth. And so, Lord, help us to persevere in our trial against someone who is being difficult in our lives. Help us to pray for that person, to place them on the throne to place them on the altar, to give them up, because they don't need to be on the throne in our lives anymore. We don't need to value their opinion more than we value your opinion, Lord. We don't need to let them take up all that headspace and heart space and soul space in our lives, because that space is actually reserved for you, who speak life over us, who speak hope over us, who sings melodies of praise and glory and honor to Jesus over us. And we're so grateful for that. Lord, help us to reframe an enemy. Help us to understand that their battle is not against us necessarily, but that they're actually in a spiritual battle. And I know I just prayed that earlier, but it's something I'm really thinking about a lot these days. Lord, thank you for choosing us. Thank you for chasing us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for daring to invite broken humanity into the circle of faith, into the family of God. Thank you that we have a responsibility now not to sin, but to share you with others. It says that you also must tell people about me because you have been with me from the beginning. And Lord, that is our mandate as well. Help us to open our hearts and our eyes and to take risks to share you. Lord, I know that it can be really uncomfortable sometimes when I'm thinking about sharing you with someone who would rather not hear about you. But Lord, I pray for my friend today that we would both have the bravery to speak boldly about you, because you are everything to us. You have rescued us from the domain of darkness. You have given us a new story. You have given us new life and hope, and we praise you for that, and we worship you. And Lord, help us to remember that when dark things happen to us today, that we always have the choice to sing and to praise you. I remember it told, and I can't remember who said it, but it says something to the effect of, he who sings prays twice. And so, Lord, reorient our heart toward worshiping you in song today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and I'm grateful for you. If you want to help support the podcast, you go to patreon.com/prayeveryday for as little as $1 a month, all the way on up. At $5, you'll receive a free painting, $10, your name on a wall, and $20, a free podcast every month that goes to nobody else but the very select few sponsors who do that. So thanks in advance, and I hope you have an amazing day, resting in the fact that you are loved by your Creator.